Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Bizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
This shiur is on Meseches Kedushin, Daf Nun Tes. We're going to begin with a discussion that the Rishonim have on the story that the Gemara tells on Nun Tes Amud Aleph involving Ravin Chasida. The Gemara says that Ravin Chasida went to be Mekadesh and Isha for his son, meaning that his son had made him a shliach and sent him to be Mekadesh a certain Isha. When he got there, he went and he was Mekadesh the Isha for himself. The Gemara asks, how could he do that? Isn't that a minigra ma'os? Isn't that a trickery? And that's exactly what our Mishnah had come to say. The Mishnah had come to say that if the shliach goes and is Mekadesh the Isha for himself, that's called he was hoylich b'ra ma'os. Surely we don't expect Ravin Chasida to be noyig a minigra ma'os. So the Gemara explains that really Ravin Chasida was faithfully fulfilling the shlichos. He went and he said, I want to be Mekadesh this Isha for my son. But the Tzad HaKala said, no deal. They said, we're not interested in this shidduch of giving this Isha for your son. Only afterwards, Ravin Chasida suggested, so maybe I can marry her myself. And then they would mask him. So he went to be the Mekadesh for himself. The Gemara asked the Kasha, but shouldn't he have gone and informed the Mishaleach, as Rashi explains, so that it shouldn't appear that he's being noyig minigra ma'os? The Shliach should go back and tell the Mishaleach what happened. Before he goes and he's Mekadesh and Isha and makes it look like he's a Rami, he should go back and tell the Mishaleach, Asisi Shlichosacha, I did what you asked me to do. I tried to be Mekadesh. They said, no, now I'm going to go be Mekadesh for myself. Why did Rabbi Chassid do that? And the Gemara answers, Savar, because he thought, Arachi v'hachi, that in the meanwhile, meaning, while I go back, and then I come forth, Asa inesh achrina mekadesh la, someone else will come and be mekadesh har. If you wait with a shidduch, Rabbi Chasida thought, you could lose the shidduch. He wanted to be mekadesh this Isha. He knew that it was really allowed, because they weren't willing to give the Isha for his son. The only concern was that it shouldn't look like a Ramos. He wasn't mechuyev to go and make this whole trip to make it not look like a Ramos, since there was a risk involved that he would then lose the shidduch. So the Ritva raises a fascinating question. Rav Chasida was worried about a risk involved that he would lose the shidduch. How could there be a risk that you lose the shidduch? Arba'im yom kodim tzeiras havlad, 40 days before Rav Chasida was born, a bas girl came out and said, bas pleni lepleni, decreed what Isha Rav Chasida would be zeicha to marry. So now I'm out of shach. If this is the Isha that was mentioned in the bas girl for Rav Chasida, no one else is going to take her away. If it's not the Isha, then whatever he does, he's not going to get her anyway. Everything, after all, is bashert in a shidduch. So the Ritva asks, Mamash, this kasha that so many people grapple with in real life, the Ritva asks this kasha on our Gemara. The Meiri also talks about it. They ask the kasha, what does the Gemara mean that Rav Chasida was worried he could lose the shidduch? If the shidduch is bashert, then what do you mean he could lose it? So the Ritva says two things. First, he says that the truth of the matter is that the kasha doesn't really start. Because if you remember the Gemara, this idea, this famous agarata about the Arba'im Yoyim Kajim Tzeiras HaVlad, the Baskel says Bas Pleni Lepleni, appears in two places. One in Sota Daf Beis and one in Malkut Daf Yerches. Now the Gemara in Sota Daf Beis makes a very important distinction. The Gemara over there says that this concept that every shidduch is bashert is only true b'zivig rishon. The first marriage that a man has, that shidduch is bashert, was decreed in a baskal before he was born. But a zivig sheni is not decreed in the baskal. A zivig sheni depends on the meisen that a person does later. So the Ritva says that really eliminates the kasha right away, because let's just remember the characters in the story over here. Rav Chasida was going to be mekadesh and isha for whom? For his son. If he already had a son who was getting married, obviously that means he had already been married before. So this shidduch for Rav Chasida was a zivik sheni. So the Ritva says that you can't really even ask the kasha, because the Gemara only says this idea of vas pleni v'pleni legabi a zivik rishon, and the zivik in our story is a zivik sheni. So therefore the kasha doesn't start. But then the Ritva adds something very, very important. If the Ritva would stop right there, there wouldn't be any chiddush in the Ritva. The Ritva would just be bringing to our attention that, oh, this story is actually about a zivik sheni, not about a zivik rishon, and it's not negeya to the inyan of bashert. But the Ritva goes on, and he adds a very important nekuda. He says, but the truth of the matter is that even if this would be about a story about a zivik rishon, you anyway can't ask such kashas that because it's bashert, so nothing can change it. Because he says the Gemara in my Katan tells us that there's an inyan of shemei kadmenu acher berachamim. Very briefly, the Gemara in my Katan says as follows. The Gemara over there is talking about what you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, and Shmuel makes a statement that a person is allowed to be Mekadesh and Isha on Chol HaMoed. Even though really there's a Sibah to Aser being Mekadesh and Isha on Chol HaMoed, but a person, nevertheless, if he has an opportunity to be Mekadesh and Isha, he could go ahead and do it on Chol HaMoed because Shema Yikadmenu Acher. Because he has to be worried that someone else might get to her first. So, Frakti Gemara Akasha, Ayar Boyim Yim Kodim Tzirus Avlad, Baskoil comes out and says, Bas Plani Laplani. So what do you mean, Shema Yikadmenu Acher? And over there, the Gemara answers that it means, Shema Yikadmenu Acher Barachamim. Someone else might be Mekadeh, might get ahead of you, Barachamim. What's Taish Barachamim? Pasha Pshat, Barachamim means with tefillah. Now the Ritva over here in our Gemara, when he says that even if our Gemara would be a story about a Zivig Rishon, and anyway wouldn't be Shver, he explains, based on that Gemara in Ma'id Katan, he says it wouldn't be Shver because there's always the possibility of Shema Yikadmenu Acher Berachamim, like the Gemara says in Ma'id Katan. Now the trouble is that if you take a look at the Gemara in Ma'id Katan and the Rashi printed on the side of the page, Rashi over there seems to have a very not simple explanation of Yikadmenu Acher Berachamim. He doesn't explain it taking the words literally. He says that Yikadmenu Acher Berachamim means that if someone else is very upset that you are going to marry this Isha, he might daven, not that he should get the Isha, that'll never work, but he might daven that Rachman al-Aslan, that you should die, or that the Isha should die, and with such a tefillah, could prevent your Shidduch from coming through. The Rashi in Ma'id Katan seems to be going out of his way to say that really, once the Baskal came out and the Shidduch is Basharat, there's no way that could be overturned. If this Isha is supposed to get married to Reuven, there's no way that Shimon can get that Isha. You can't get someone else's Basharat, and all the tefillahs in the world are not going to help Shimon to get this Isha ahead of Reuven. The only opportunity or possibility that Shimon may have is to daven that Reuven die. Now, if we take that explanation of the Gemara in Ma'id Katan, then when the Ritva over here says that Rav and Chassidim may have been worried that Shema Yikadmenu Acher Berachamim, what it would seem to be saying is that he was worried that somebody else might be misfal that he die, and Memela the Shidduch wouldn't go through. The trouble is that if you take a look at the words of our Gemara, it seems pretty clear that that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara says, Savar ad hachi v'hachi asa inish achrina mekadesh la. Rabban Chassidah was worried that someone else might be Mekadesh her first. And the Ritva says that that worry would be justified based on the idea of the Gemara Ma'id Katan Shem Yikadmenu Acher Berachamim. That makes it seem like Yikadmenu Acher Berachamim allows another person to get your Shidduch. Not like we said it seems from the Rashi in Ma'id Katan. The emes is something very, very fascinating about the Rashi in Ma'id Katan. It's well known that the Rashi that we have printed on the page of Maseches Ma'id Katan is not the real Rashi. It's been noticed by many Gedolei Mefarshim that when the Rishonim quote from Rashi, they don't quote the same Pirushim that we have in the Rashi on the page. It's well known that the Rashi that we have on the page is not an authentic Pirush Rashi. But what's only come about recently is that now we do have what is believed to be an authentic Pirush Rashi. All of the new Gemaras that have been printed recently have a Rashi Ksav Yad that they print either in the corner of the page or in the back of the Gemara, the Rashi Ksav Yad. If you take a look at the Rashi Ksav Yad, Rashi Ksav Yad explains the words of the Gemara, Shema Yikadmenu Acher Berachamim, completely differently than the Rashi that's been printed there all along. In the Rashi Ksav Yad, Shema Yikadmenu Acher Berachamim means simply with tefillah, meaning that the person might be mispalel, that he get your shidduch, and even though the shidduch was bashert for you, but if somebody else is mispalel to get that shidduch, he could get that shidduch ahead of you. That's it's a earth-shattering difference in the sugya of bashert. According to the old Pirush Rashi, the Gemara really seemed to come to a maskana that no one can ever take away your shidduch. The only thing is, there's this backdoor way of messing up someone's shidduch by being mispal rechman al-aslan that he should die. But according to the Rashi Ksav Yad, when the Gemara says shemikad menu achav erachem, it really means that the whole inyan of basheret is really not quite as ironclad as it seems. True, there's a baskal that comes out and says vas pleni l'pleni, which means that there's a certain preordainment and predisposition, a certain likelihood that that's the way it's supposed to work out. But it's within the power of other people to, if they're davening hard enough, then they may merit to get a shidduch, even if it wasn't pashert for them. And the words of our Gemara, of course, now the Ritva, who refers to the Gemara Ma'ikan, Shemikad Menu Achav Arachamim, and says that that could be the pshat in our Gemara, it fits perfectly well with the words of the Gemara. Clearly, that's the way the Ritva was learning also. The Gemara says, Sabra, that Rav and Chazit thought, Ad hachi v'hachi asa ina shachrina makadishla. Someone else will come and be Mekadeshar. The Ritva is to Kasha, how could someone else be Mekadeshar if she was Basher to Rav and Chasida? And the Ritva answers, because the other person might daven. That's like the Rashi Ksav Yad and Maseches Ma'ikatan, that by being Mispal, you could override the Koyach of the Baskoil that said that it should be Bas Pliny and Pliny. Okay, then the Gemara goes on to a new sugya, a big inyan in Halacha, the sugya of Ani HaMahapich B'Charara. Gemara says, Ani HaMahapich B'Charara brought Acher and is kind of it ahead of him. He's Nikra Rasha. He's called a Rasha. That means if one person was pursuing, it's trying to get a certain thing, literally a Charara, a piece of food, a piece of bread, and somebody else comes and gets it ahead of him, so he's called a Rasha. So there's the discussion, Paiskim over here, about a number of different issues. Let's try to tackle Be'ikar 3 in Yanim having to do with this sugya. First of all, what type of business deal is governed by this rule of Ani HaMahapich B'Charara? Secondly, what type of involvement qualifies for being Mahapech, that it puts it off limits to others? And thirdly, what do we mean when we say that one is Nikra Rasha for doing this? Let's try to go through these three one by one as briefly as possible. So as far as what type of business this is related to, when we say that if one person is pursuing a certain Zach, then that makes it off limits for others. You're not allowed to come and try to beat me to it once I'm trying to get it. So Legabi, what kind of business is that discussing, so that we have a big machlekes Rashi and Tosfos? The simple reading of the Gemara, the case that the Gemara brings it down about, was that Rav Gidl was trying to buy a certain piece of land. Rav Abba came and beat him to it and bought that piece of land. The Gemara is talking about buying things. So the halacha in the Gemara is that if one person is trying to buy something, if I know that he's trying to buy it, and I want it too, I'm not allowed to try to go and beat him to it. He has first dibs, he has kadima, he has first rights to it. Rashi extended the din of the Gemara to so two things that are hefker. Take a look at the lashon of Rashi. Ani HaMahapich B'Charara mechazer achareha lizkos ba min hahefker. He wants to be zeich in something that's hefker or receive a matana. Rashi extends the din of the Gemara from the case that's mefurish in the Gemara, which is a purchase, that the same should also be true with obtaining something from hefker. So that would mean that if I see somebody who's walking ahead of me and he's going to go pick up a zach that's hefker, and I want it also, so for me to go and run faster and get ahead of him and beat him to it, that would be a violation of this rule. I would be considered a Rasha for that. Tosfos argues with Rashi. Tosfos says, no, the case of the Gemara is bediktuk. The Gemara says it about Mechira, it's only true about Mechira. If I see somebody else that's going to buy something, I'm not allowed to try to get it ahead of him. But if I see somebody else that's going to get something for free, then I am allowed to go ahead and get it ahead of him. Tosfos brings two rayas that this chilek is correct. We're not going to go into what the rayas are. But what's the hezbra davar? The fi Tosfos, that this special protection that Chazal gave to the Rishon, that whoever's in the lead, whoever started pursuing this first, he gets first rights to it and no one else is allowed to go ahead of him. Tosfos limits that halacha. Tosfos limits that protection and says it's only true if he's going to buy something, but it's not true if he's going to get something that was hefker. L'chaira, you'd think from the perspective of the Rishon, of the guy that's going to get this thing, so he should need more protection if it's something which is hefker, which is much less readily available. It's a much more wonderful opportunity and a much more rare opportunity. You'd think that we would give him more protection. But Tosfos says, punkt verkehrt. Tosfos says that if it's something which is hefker, which is, like Tosfos acknowledges, that's very rare, and it's hard to find another opportunity like that. So for that exact reason, Zok Tosfos, we don't give the protection to the Rishon. Only if it's something that he's going to buy, which is presumably easier to get, that's more readily available, then we give this protection to the Rishon. So the explanation, the Bir HaDavar, and this barer sort of putting together nekudas that we find in various Rishonim, in the Ran uses the lashon that this whole halacha of ani hamapach b'charara, no one else is allowed to go and try to get it ahead of him, is learned from the mitzvah of sisa hayashav hatoiv, that which is a mitzvah in the Torah that says you're supposed to do hayashav hatoiv, what's straight and what's good, and Chazal darshan from there that there's a mitzvah to act lefnim yishuras hadin. And the Gemara Rav Metziah says that we learn from there the halacha of din devar matzra, that you're not allowed to buy a piece of property that's adjacent to someone else's property if the neighbor himself wants to buy it, because since it has great value to him, so it will be a big favor to let him have it. The sisa hayashav hatoiv means that you should do him that favor. So the Ran says that's what's going on over here in our Gemara also. The halacha of letting the first guy get it is a v'asisa hayashav hatoiv, which means that really it's a vatronus on the part of the second guy. It's giving up a little bit from his zechus, because really the Rishon wasn't koine it yet. Really, everyone has the same legal rights to it. But the Torah demanded a certain level of consideration, that since he's already pursuing it and he started pursuing it first, so I should be mevater on my right, even though I'm quicker than him and I really could get it ahead of him. But v'asisa hayashav hatoiv, I should do him a favor, I should be extra considerate to him. Now, Zok the Ritva, there's a different rule that is at play whenever we're talking about inyanim v'nodim l'chaveiroi, avada, there's a gavaldiga inyan of v'afgveyecha kamoichen, gemilas chasodim, and v'asisa hayashav hatoiv, but there is a counter consideration, and that is chayecha koidmin, that a person is allowed to prioritize his own needs over other people's needs. Now, if a person spends his whole life only prioritizing his own needs over other people's needs, he'll never do any chesed, and he's a rasha. What the Torah wants from us is some kind of a balance between these two. There is an inyan of sisa hayashav hatoiv. On the other hand, there's an inyan of chayecha koidmin, and you have to strike the right balance. So the Ritva says that when you see somebody else, he's in the lead, he started first, but he's going to get something which is hefker, and now, and you're really faster, you could, if you would try, you'd be able to get it ahead of him. But we want to make an argument that you should be mevater on your rights, v'asisa hayashav hatoiv, do him a favor and let him get it ahead of you. Over there, we say, no, chayecha koidmin, because since a davar shel hefker is very infrequently found, so if I give it up, there's no likelihood that I'll ever get another one. So that's a tremendous sacrifice. So to make a tremendous sacrifice, the Torah doesn't demand that. Chayecha koidmin. On the other hand, if it's a purchase, things that you buy for money usually are more readily available. And so over here, if I see that this person is trying to buy a certain item, and I would like that item also, but if the terrorist says, no, do him a favor, he already started pursuing that one, let him have that one. If I do him that favor, it's not such a sacrifice on my part, I'll get the next one, I'll go to a different store. Even though sometimes even things that you buy are hard, for example, buying a house, which, as everybody knows, that's a difficult thing to find, it's a difficult thing to buy. But even so, there's more than one house. There are always houses for sale. Sure, it's not easy to find just the right one that's for the needs, for your family, for your preferences, for your taste. But there are other houses. So there the Torah says that Vasisa Yashar Atayv, if he already is, he beat you to this house, you're not supposed to try to go quicker and get it ahead of him. So this chiluk that Tosfos makes, that on a Davar Shel Hefker, you're allowed to go. But if it's a Mekach or Memkar, then and you try to go and get it ahead of him, then you're Nikar Rasha. It comes from this balance between the Asisa Yashar Atayv, which was the Lashon of the Ran, on the one hand, and the Chayecha Koidimim, which was the Lashon of the Ritva, on the other hand, and this is the balance that emerges from that, this is the compromise that emerges from that balance, according to Tosfos. And there's an interesting Shaila. Tosfos differentiates between things that you pay for versus things that come for free. And Tosfos says that, that there's only a requirement of that I should let him have it. If somebody's ahead of me, I should let him have it. There's only such a requirement by a Mekach or Memkar, not by a Davar Shel Hefker, because the Davar Shel Hefker is irreplaceable. I can't say I'll find another one because it's very infrequent to find such a Metzia. And therefore, that I'm allowed to go ahead and try to take. What about if it's something which is not mamish free, I'm paying for it, but it's available now at a great discount. So even though things like this are available elsewhere, so we could say, oh, don't buy this one, you'll get another one. But if I have to get another one, I'm going to have to end up paying more money. To get it at this price, that's not available anywhere. It's very shchiach tekeshayla. So this, just to give the Maramakim, the Machlaikis, the Ramah, and the Shach, and some in Reish Lamed Zayin, the Ramah says that Taka, if something is available at a cheaper price than usual, that gets the same din as a Metziah. And so even though the Ramah says that the Iker is like Tosfos, that the din of Ani HaMapech B'Charara only applies to a Mekach HaMemkar, it doesn't apply to a Metziah, but a Mekach HaMemkar that's available at a discount has the din of a Metziah. So there's no din of Ani HaMapech B'Charara over there. As I look at the Ramah, the Shach on the side of the Gemara, the Shach on the side of the Shulchan Aruch rather, the Shach argues and says, no, we don't get so subjective in judging each case. Is it something readily available? Is it not something readily available? Tosfos made a chiluk between two categories, and we have to stick with that chiluk. Things that are free don't have a din of Ani HaMapech B'Charara. Things that you pay for do have a din of Ani HaMapech B'Charara. And even though Enechanami, there might be some cases of a thing that you pay for, but it's still not so readily available, but still, if it's a thing that you pay for, then it has the din of Ani HaMapech B'Charara. So the Shach paskins that even if something is available at an unusually discounted price, there's still not going to be a hetter to go and take it ahead of somebody else because that's a violation of Ani HaMapech B'Charara. Now, what's called being mahapech? So this is very important. We said that if somebody else is trying to buy a house, and I then find out about it and I want to buy that house, I'm not allowed to go and try to get it ahead of him. I have to let him go first because that's the din of Ani HaMapech B'Charara. If I would try to go ahead of him, I would be called a rasha. What stage in the deal was the first guy already up to in order for this halacha to go into effect? So the Ramah says, again, since Simin Reish Lamed Zayin and Chosh Mishpat, the Ramah says he's only called a Mahapech B'Charara if they already agreed upon a price. If he already spoke to the seller and they agreed upon a price, then I'm not allowed to come in and say, I want to buy it, I'll outbid him, I'll offer more money or do something else to make my offer more attractive. I'm not allowed to compete with the first guy if he already agreed upon a price. But if he was still handling with the seller, he was negotiating, he expressed his interest, he came, he looked at the house, he likes the house, he wants to buy it, he's negotiating with the seller on the price of the house. At that point, he's not yet considered to be the first guy on this house. It's still up for grabs. And then anybody else that wants can come in and put in his own bid. And there's no taina against that sheni that, hey, I came first and I was on HaMapech B'Charara. There's no such taina until the price was already settled. Why not? So there's a fascinating line over here the Gra brings down. It's based on a Gemara of a Metziah. The Gra says over here, because if we would not allow someone to offer a higher price when a person is negotiating over a house, then we would be harming the sellers, the people that have houses to sell. They need to be able to sell their house to the highest bidder. In order to be able to sell the house to the highest bidder, you have to have an open bidding process. That one person could put in a bid, and then I have to look around and see, well, is there anybody else that's willing to offer me more money? If we would say that once one person puts in a bid, no one else is allowed to bid on the house, so then you'd be harming the meicher. Zuck the gra, the importance, what he calls takonas ha-meicher, which really means that there should be a healthy economy, an effective commerce in the economy, that overrides the asisa hayashav ha-tayv. So even though on an individual basis, here, I want a house. Somebody else wants a house. I could do a favor, be extra considerate to that guy and do him a favor and let him have the house instead of me. That would be a mitzvah of Sisa Yashav HaTayiv, but it would come at the expense of the economy working freely, that Takanas HaMeicher. And so Zakh the Gra, the Takanas HaMeicher is more important to Chazal than the Sisa Yashav HaTayiv. The third Nekuda that I want to cover on this Inyan of Ani HaMapach Bacharara is, what's the consequence of violating this? If one person is trying to buy a house, he agreed to a price, so clearly the Gemara does not allow me to then go and try to make a different bid. Let's say I do. So what happens? So the Gemara says he's Nikra Rasha. That somebody, if I would go and buy that house after somebody else already agreed to a price on it, I would be called a Rasha. What does it mean that I'm called a Rasha? Gavaldi Gemara Mokrim, the Sma, the Sifkat and Aleph, again, in some Reish Lamentayim, the Sma says that means, Shemachrizin Alav Beveis HaKnesses, She'asa Maisa Resha. We make an announcement in Shul. The Gabbai is announcing the Mazel Tovs the next Shabbos. So-and-so made a bar mitzvah, and so-and-so's children got married, and so-and-so is a Rasha. Machrizin Alav Beveis HaKnesses, She'asa Maisa Resha. That's what the Sma says it means when the Gemara says it's Nikaresha, Rasha. Now Rabbeinu Tam thought that it means something a little bit more, even more consequential than that. Rabbeinu Tam had Paskin, it's not brought down in Tosis, but the Ritva quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that it means if we say that he's Nikaresha, what it means is that we don't let him get away with it, and we'll take it away. If Reuben was trying to buy the house, and Reuben really was first and he already agreed to a price, and Shimon came along, and he then bought the house ahead of Reuven. Zuck Rabbeinu Tam will take the house away from Shimon. We'll undo that deal. Zuck the Ritva can't be. Rabbeinu Tam said so, but the Ritva argues. Ritva says, because you remember the story in the Gemara. In the Gemara, we were talking about two very Erlicha people. Rav Gidol wanted to buy the house. Rav Abba went and he bought it. And Rav Gidol complained. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha said to Rav Abba, why'd you do this? And Rav Abba said, oh, it was an innocent mistake. I had no idea that Rav Gidol was trying to buy it. So then Rav Yitzchak Nafcha said, so why don't you give it to him? Why don't you sell it back? So Rav Abba said, oh, I wouldn't want to do that because it's a bad simon to sell the first piece of real estate that you buy and then you go and you sell it right back. It's up as somehow a bad simon. I don't want to do that. So they didn't make him. Zuck the Ritva, what do you mean? I don't want to do that. It's a bad simon. It's a halacha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if Rav Gidol was Mahabech Bacharara and your Rav Abba went and took it away, so the halacha is that we take it away from Rav Abba. So why are we giving him a choice over here? Why are we being so polite and making the suggestion, you know, Rav Abba, really, you should sell it back. And Rav Abba said, well, I'd really rather not. Well, what do you mean, I'd really rather not? According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a halacha. So Zuck the Ritva, from here, I have a rayon not like Rabbeinu Tam. So the Ritva says that no, Basin doesn't get involved to take it back. In the Pesachei Tshuva, he brings down many Paiskim that joined the discussion, and unanimously all the other Paiskim that discussed it sided with the Ritva, not with the Rabbeinu Tam. There's a Lashon that he quotes over there from a Tshuvas Marshal, the Marshal in Shalat Tshuva, Simon Lamed Vav. The Marshal writes, V'toma ani im yotza davar zemi pi Rabbeinu Tam. I'd be astounded if this psak really came from the mouth of Rabbeinu Tam. He's calling into question whether the whole report is true. Remember, we don't have it in Taisus. We don't have it in a first-hand source from Rabbeinu Tam. We have Rishonim quoting. They heard that Rabbeinu Tam said this. The Marshal says, I doubt that Rabbeinu Tam ever said it. Why? She'el malei nishtak chetayim Yisrael. Hechzira b'pulpuloi. If Chas v'sholim, the Torah would ever be forgotten from Yisrael. Rabbeinu Tam is one of those rare individuals in our history that could have been machzir the Torah with the brilliance of his pilpul and Torah. V'yishke b'zeh. And he would make a mistake about such a halacha. Can't be. So the Marshal is a very emphatic rejection of this shita. Again, he says he doesn't even believe there's any such shita. But what's quoted is this shita of Rabbeinu Tam, the Marshal, while on the one hand making an unbelievably strong complimentary expression of Derech Eretz for Rabbeinu Tam, at the same time he says this shita is absolutely impossible to accept. So the bottom line of halach is that it's muskim, I think, among my impression from the Pesachei Tshuva is that it's muskim among all the paiskim that basically won't take it away. So all we do is that he's nikar rasha. Okay, the Gemara a little further down on the Amud discusses the halacha of the second case in the Mishnah. The second case in the Mishnah was if somebody says to an Isha, Hiskashi li la'achar shleishim yom. So the Mishnah says that the Kedushin will be chal after 30 days. If somebody else is Mekadesh her within 30 days, then Shum Kedesh is l'sheni. Zok the Gemara. But if nobody else is Makadisha within 30 days, so then the Kedushin that the first guy made will be Chal at the end of 30 days. The Gemara then says, Rav and Shmuel Darmi Tervayu, Mekudeshes Afal Pishinis Achlu Hamois. Even though the money may be gone by the end of 30 days, there's no more money. He was Makadisha with, let's say, $100. The $100 are gone. She took the $100 within the 30 days and she spent it. So by day 10, she spent all the money. Day 30 rolls around, there's no more money. Nevertheless, the Kedushin are chal. And then the Gemara goes on to explain why. Because Hani Zuzi, they're not similar to a milveh, they're not similar to a pikadain. Let's stall on the milveh part of the Gemara. The Gemara says they're not similar to a milveh because milveh is lahitza nitna, meaning it's given for the purpose of spending it. But Hani b'teris Kedushin yevinu ni'ala. These were given for the purpose of making Kedushin. So it's very unclear exactly how the Gemara is taking care of, is explaining why it's not similar to a milveh. Let's try to go through it slowly, starting with the following Nekuda. The simple reading of the Gemara is that the reason why it's not similar to a milveh is because although on day 30, when the Kedushin is supposed to be chal, there's no money here. So it's really, all there is that he got, 30 days ago I gave her money, and now if the Kedushin wouldn't be chal, she would owe me the money. All of that makes it seem very similar to a milveh, but nevertheless, Zakti Gemara, no, the milveh lay double, because on day one, when I gave her the money, I gave her Peteris Kedushin. The case of Mekadesh Milveh, on day one, when I gave the money, it wasn't Peteris Kedushin. But over here in this case, when I gave the money on day one, I gave it Peteris Kedushin. That makes it non-daima to a milveh. So b'pashtus, the Gemara means to be saying that it's by paying more attention to the events of day one than the events of day 30 that we see why this should be a kasher ma'aseh Kedushin. But the problem is that we can't take that so literally and say, yeah, the Kedushin are chal because on day one he did a good ma'aseh Kedushin. Because all of the Rishonim point out that let's say on day one he would have tried to do the same Ma'aseh Kedushin, but instead of using money, he used a shtar. Let's say he was Mekadesh and Isha with Kedushay shtar on day one. And he said that the Kedushin should be chal after 30 days. Over there, would we say the same thing that even though it was Nes'achlu, meaning it's gone, the shtar got burnt up somehow, it's lost, it's torn, there's no more shtar on day 30. Would we still say, like we say in our Gemara, oh, the money's gone, but the Kedushin are chal anyway? Would we say the same thing with the shtar? The shtar is gone, but the Kedushin are chal anyway? The Rishonim are unanimous. The Ritva, the Ran, the Rashba, they all speak out avadanat. If a person was Mekadesh with a shtar and said that the shtar should be chal, the Kedushin should be chal after 30 days, if the shtar is no longer present after 30 days, then the Kedushin will not be chal. Why are the Kedushin not going to be chal? Because there's a concept called kolsa kinyanai, that the kinyan is used up. The kinyan has come to an end. The maisa kinyan that he did has to still be present when the chaleis is supposed to be chal. And if the kinyan has already disappeared, kolsa kinyani means the kinyan disappeared, so then the chaleis can't be chal. So if he gave her a shtar, because the shtar is supposed to make the kedushin, but he said that it should be chal after 30 days, and after 30 days there is no more shtar, then the kedushin can't be chal. That's the concept of kolsa kinyani, and for that reason, all the Rishonim say that if he would do this with a shtar, and the shtar would be lost, the kedushin wouldn't be chal. So why is kesef better? So the Rishonim explain, the reason why kesef is better is because by kesef, even though you gave it on day one, and now by day 30 the money is gone, but when money is gone, it leaves a trace behind. What's the trace that it leaves behind? The shibud. If I give somebody money, so the person's supposed to give me back money. At the end of 30 days, the money is gone, so she should owe me $30, $100. If I gave her $100, at the end of 30 days, she should owe me $100. Why doesn't she have to pay me back $100 after 30 days? Because the kedushin are chal. So the kedushin are being chal in exchange for the owing of $100, and that's why it's not called kolsa kinyana. When I give a shtar, if the shtar gets torn, so the shtar is gone and there's no residual effect, there's no remnant of the shtar. But when I give her money, the money may have gotten spent, but there's still the residual effect, the fact that having given her $100 makes her owe me $100. That's still there on day 30. That's why it's not kolsa kinyanai. So now it seems like what's making the kedushin bichal, really? It's not the fact that I gave her something on day one. Im yishum ha, we would say, but now that thing is gone already. It's kolsa kinyanai. What makes the kedushin bichal? The fact that something is still here on day 30. What's here? A shibud. The fact that on day 30 you owe me money, and then I say, but don't pay me, just become a kedushas to me. So that's supposed to make the kedushin bichal. Now it's very hard to see, very hard to understand. So how is it any different than a milva? Makadesh b'milva is ainu makadeshes. Why? What's a makadesh b'milva? 30 days ago, I gave you $100. Now you would owe me $100. But I say, instead of you owing me $100, just let the condition be chal, and then you don't owe me $100 anymore. I accept the condition as a payment for the loan. But that's called Mekadesh Milva. The Gemara says on the Avav, Mekadesh Milva in the Mekadeshes. How is this case any better? Again, if you would just look at the beginning of the Maisa and say, oh, in this case, he gave the Kesef Lashem Kedushin back on day one, and that's what makes him Mekadeshes, then I would see very well how it's different than a Milva. But then I would have a Kasha, but it's called Sekinyanai. What does it help that I did a Maisa on day one? Now it's day 30. Where's the Maisa Kinyan? It's called Sekinyanai. The answer to that is no, because having given kesef on day one still has an effect on day 30. Oh, so now you're talking about the effect on day 30 being what makes the chaleis kedushin, then it should be the same as the milveh. So how do we reconcile this, that on the one hand it's not kolsa kinyanai, but on the other hand it's not daimet to a milveh? So we find in the Rishonim L'chaira two mahalchim in this. The Ritva seems to put more weight on what happened on day one. He says that really la'ilam, what's shafing the kedushin is that he gave her $100 back on day one. Like the Lashon of the Gemara, b'teres kedushin yavinu ni'ala, that's why it's better than a milveh. Really what he did on day one is what makes the kedushin. But there's a problem of kolsa kinyanai. Zok the Ritva, for that it helps that there's still a shibud. But the shibud is not what's making the chalais. That's not what's making the kedushin. The shibud is just to take care of the problem of kolsa kinyanai. That you need that the maisa kinyan that he did on day one shouldn't be entirely disappeared. So for that we say, well, it made a shibud, so it didn't entirely disappear. We're only talking about the shibud to take care of the problem of kolsa kinyanai. Like the Avni Melum, Simin Mem, Sifkat and Aleph, add some beer to this Ritva. He says that if you look elsewhere, Lamashal by Mashicha, also you'll find that we don't necessarily need for Kolsa Kinyanai that there should be circumstances present on day 30 that will be sufficient to make a Kinyan all by themselves. You just need that there should be some circumstances that could be considered epis, a remnant of the Kinyan, and as long as that's there on day 30, that takes care of the Kolsa Kinyanai problem. the ayin sham, what his tushtal is. But he says that's what the Ritva means, that the shibud is not making the kinyan. Avad, if the shibud is making the kinyan, I would call him a kadesh b'milva. The mice in the sina that he did on day one is what's making the kinyan. The shibud just helps the inyan that it shouldn't be called kolsa kinyana. On the other hand, the Rashba's words are not terribly clear. There's a lot of discussion among Achrenim about just what he means, but there seems to be a consensus that he means to be putting the emphasis on the other half of this from the way the Ritva did. The Rashba learns that the Iker, what's making the Kenyan over here, is on day 30. That which on day 30 she owes him money, and he says, no, you don't pay me back money, become a Kudeshes. That's what's really making the Kedushin Bichal. Not the original Maisenesina. If it was the original Maisenesina, we'd have a problem of Kalsa Kinyana. It's really the Shibud that's here. That's what's shafing the Kinyan. I said, why is it different than Makadesh Milva? So to that he says that the fact that originally was given Lashem Kedushin, that makes it a little bit better than a regular case of Makadesh Milva. He reminds us that in the Gemara on Dav Vav already, the Gemara was Machalik between different cases of Makadesh Milva, that depending on how it's phrased, there's a case of Mekadesh Milva, which is no good. There's a case of Mekadesh Bahanoas Mechilas Milva, which is good. The Rashba says over here, it's more like that second case than the first case. Again, that's not our Iker Sugya over here to be Masbir why it's Mekadesh Bahanoas Mechilas Milva rather than Mekadesh Milva. But what I want to convey is just that the Rashba and the Ritva argue about which one is the Iker of what's shopping the Kenyan, and which one is just to take care of the side problem. The Ritva says that really the side of what's, the short answer, what's the Kesef Kedushin over here, the $100 that I gave you on day one. But we have to talk about the day, the Shibud on day 30 to take care of the problem of Kalsa Kinyana. And the Rashba learned Punkt Vakert. What's the Iker Kesef Kedushin that's shafing the Shibud over here, the Shibud on day 30. But if you have to take care of the problem of why isn't the daima to Mekadesh Milva, so then we have to remember what happened on day one. So it's a yesedis take a chiluk of where you put the emphasis between the way the Ritva learns the Gemara and the way the Rashba learns the Gemara. The Stipler says that Al-Chapag of an interesting nafkamina, and we'll mention this case even though it's a little bit off of the sugi of Kedushim, but it just helps to crystallize the difference between the two. There's a Gemara in Mecheris and Nafmem Tes, where one Amayra says that the same way this type of case works for Kedushin, it would also work for Pidyon HaBen. That if somebody would give 5 slime to the Kohen before the end of 30 days, right? Let's say when the baby is born, of course that's too early to make a Pidyon HaBen, so he gives them the 5 slime, but he says, I don't want the Pidyon to be Chal now, I want it to be Chal after 30 days. Rav says, over there in the Gemara Bechayres, that just like it works for Kedushin, it also works for Pidyon HaBen. Over there, there's another opinion in the Gemara. It's not negeya for us. Like the Stipler, there are many achrenim that neman that by Pidyon HaBen, hana'a doesn't help. Like we've had earlier in Kedushin, cases like rekoid lefanai, that I provide some sort of a service for you, and with that, I'm a kaddish you. That's all very nice for Kedushin. But there's no such thing about Pidyon HaBen. By Pidyon HaBen, because there's a Mishnah that says that it has to be gufay mamayin. It has to be a devarshe gufay mamayin. Rekoid lefanai, these types of intangible hana'is are not called gufay mamayin. The Imre Bina passes this way in Hilchos Pidyon HaBen, that an intangible hana'a is not called gufay mamayin. It doesn't work for Pidyon HaBen. Zuck the Stipler. According to the Ritva, I understand very well why this would work for Pidyon HaBen. Because what's he really being Mekadesh with? What he did on day one, which was that there was $100 of hard cash that he handed over to her hand. That's a good Maisa Kedushin. That would also be a good Pidyon HaBen. That's Gufay Mamayin. But according to the Rashba, like the Stipler, that really what he did on day one, that's not the Iker Maisa Kedushin. The Iker, what he's making the Kedushin with, is what he does on day 30, which is the saying that you don't have to pay me back, which is the Hanoas Mechilas Milva. So that's really a Hano that he's giving her. So like the Stipler, then you could ask Akasho, Bishlama by Kedushin, it works, but why does it help by Pidyon HaBen? Incidentally, he then brings down that the Mechitz Chinuch argues on the Imre Bina, and the Mechitz Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Shin Sadi Beis says that in fact Hanois do work for Pidyon HaBen, with that it takes care of the Kasha. But again, what's Nigel in Yanenu is not so much how to work out the Pratim opinion of Ben, but just that this Nafgamina helps crystallize the difference between these two Mahalchim. According to the Ritva, you're being Mekadesh with the cash. And maybe we could see very well why it would also help the Pinyin HaBen, where you need a Devar Shaguf and Mamin. According to the Rashba, you're not Mekadesh with the cash. The cash is gone. It's the Kalsa Kenyanai. What are you being Mekadesh with over here? You're being Mekadesh with the not making her pay back. Mela, that could get him into more difficult territory when it comes to being Mazbir, the Gemara and Becharis about Pinyin HaBen. Let's go on now to another Nakuda. The Gemara and Nun Tes Amud Beis. About two-thirds of the way down the Amud, in the wide lines, right before the two dots, there's a line in the Gemara, Nihi de batle miteves shliach, miteves get le batle. Let's just review Bekitzer, the Shach Levitarya, leading up to this line. The Gemara had said that we pass in like a B'eichnan, that asi dibur mevatel dibur. And therefore, if an Isha had agreed to become Miskadeshes la'echar shleishim yayim, if any time during those 30 days she was chayzer, then the kedushin are off. She has the kayach to be chayzer because her dibur of saying, no, I don't want to become a kedushas, will be mevatel, the earlier dibur of, yes, I do want to become a kedushas. And as long as it wasn't chal yet, asi dibur mevatel dibur. The Gemara, after the Gemara says, hilchas ha-kavaseidir v'yechna, that we paskin like that, the Gemara then asks Akasha from a sugya in Perek HaShaleach, where the Gemara discusses a bitul haget. The mission over there says that a person could send a get to his wife. Reuven gives a get into the hands of Shimon and tells Shimon, bring this get to my wife. And then while Shimon is on the way, Reuven says, no, I'm a vatal that. So then the halacha is, and this is clear in the Mishnah in HaShaleach, that once he's a vatal, it is batal. And then the shliach can't deliver the get anymore. Even if he does so, the get won't be chal anymore because the husband was already mevatel. But the Gemara clears a shayla. What about if after Reuben was mevatelet, he then changes his mind again, and he says, no, on second thought, I do want to be megarish my wife. So he takes the get a second time, and he sends it again. Either he sends it with a shliach, or he hands it over directly. He makes a second meisigirishin. He had once sent this get, he was then mevatelet, and then later on he wants to use it again. Rav Nachman says, that he could go and use it again. Even though he was mevatel it once, he could still use it a second time. Rav Sheshet says, "Eini chayzur megarish bai," that no, once you're mevatel it, you can't use it anymore. And the Gemara over there paskins hilchas kavaseidur Rav Nachman. That means we paskin like Rav Nachman, that chayzur megarish bai, that even though he was mevatel the get, but the get is still usable. It sounds like you can't be mevatel once you made a get, lo yasid dibur umevatel dibur. His attempt to be mevatel what he made is unsuccessful. He's not able to be mevatel the get. Over here we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan that an isha is able to be mevatel the ratzon for gerushin. Over there we pass on like Rav Nachman that a person is not able to be mevatel the get. So the Gemara says kasha hilchasa hilchasa, and the Gemara answers no, it's not comparable. Nihi debat lemiteves shliach. When Rav Nachman says that you could be chayzer megarish bai, meaning that the get doesn't become batal, that's because he's not being mevatel get over there, he's being mevatel a shliach. The shliach is perfectly well able to be mevatel. Asi dibur mevatel dibur. The get, that's a different story. That's not what he's being megarish in the Gemara in HaShaleach. Toys just over here clears a chakira. What does the Gemara mean exactly when it says the get, that's a different story? Does the Gemara mean that the get is just not what he's attempting to be mevatel, and that's why the get doesn't become batel? Is the Gemara simply saying that the case in HaShaleach is that he's just trying to be mevatel the shliach, and therefore the shliach becomes batel? The get, he wasn't trying to be mevatel, and that's why it doesn't become batel. If that's what the Gemara is saying, then what would be the din lu yitzuyu, or a person would explicitly tell us, I do mean to be mevatel the get, then the get will become batel. Then that would be part of the general klal of asi dibur mevatel dibur. You can be mevatel anything. According to this reading of the Gemara is saying that the only reason why in Rav Nachman's case the get is not batel is because the person wasn't trying to be mevatel it. But if he would try to be mevatel it, it will become batel. Taisus' second side is that when the Gemara says no, you could be mevatel the shliach. He's being mevatel the shliach, but not a get. What it means is because a get is not buttleable. It's not shayach. It is impossible to mevatel a get. Taisa says there's two gersois in the Gemara. And Taisa says that which pshat, which way you learn that the Gemara means to say is going to be totally on the two gersois. That we're not going to go into, but Al-Kaponim, Taisa speaks out these two possibilities. It could be that the Gemara is saying that according to Rav Nachman, the get is still good because he never meant to be mevatalit. Or it could be that the Gemara is saying that according to Rav Nachman, the get is still good because it isn't possible to be mevatalit. So Bekitzer, Taisa is clarifying a chakira. Is it possible to be mevatal get? Or is it impossible to be mevatal get? And Rav Rishenim in our sugya, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Mashmos of Tesis also, even though Tesis over here doesn't so explicitly speak out of Maskana, but Tesis in Gittin together with the implication of Tesis over here, the consensus of Rav Rishenim seems to be that you cannot be mevatal get. That the Gemara means to say not just that he doesn't mean to be mevatal get, but that you cannot be mevatel get. Even though we pass like a Yechanan, Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, I could be mevatel a Maisa Kedushin, I could be mevatel a Maisa Gerushin, meaning a Maisa that wasn't Chal yet, a Get Lachar Shleishim Yoyim, or a Kedushin Lachar Shleishim Yoyim, we pass like a Yechanan, and that Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, but I cannot be mevatel get. What's the pshat in this Shita of Rav Rishenim, that you cannot be mevatel get? So it's very interesting. Taisus is Masberet with a mashal. The Ramban is also Masberet with a mashal. And they use two different mashalim. Let's start with Taisus. We're going to speak out both and try to understand the difference what the second mashal is being Maisif onto the first. Taisus says it's not possible to be Mevatel a get, just like, Zok Taisus, you can't be Mevatel Mois from being able to be Mekadesh with them. We know the halacha is isha nikneis bekesef. So if I have a dollar bill in my pocket, I could use that dollar bill to be mekadesh an isha. Let's say a person says, I'm mevatel this dollar bill. I want to make it so that it can't be used anymore to be mekadesh an isha. So Taisa says, everybody understands that that doesn't work. There's no such thing. You can't be mevatel a dollar bill. Same way, same thing. Like Taisa says, you can't be mevatel a get. Meaning to say, that you could be mevatel the maisim that you do, but you can't be mevatel the things of the world with which we do those maisim. Just like kesef is a zach that makes kedushin, a get is a zach that makes gerushin. Your bittel, your saying no, it shouldn't do that, is not going to change the metzias of the thing. If there's a dollar bill, it could make kedushin. And of course, it's not just a dollar bill. It's who I didn't shove a kesef ke kesef. So let's say I have a ring. A ring can make kedushin. Just like I can't change the din and say that the ring can't make kedushin, because after all, I have no shlita over that ring. The ring is just a zach that exists in the world. And the Torah says that when you give that to an isha, l'shem kedushin, it makes kedushin. So of course, I get to choose whether or not I want to give it to the isha, whether I don't want to give it to the isha, l'shem kedushin. But I can't do anything to change the din of the ring that even if I'll subsequently give it to the Ish L'Shem Kedushin, it shouldn't be chal. Such a bittul, there's no such thing. Zog Taisvitz, being mevatel a get is the same thing. A get is just a zach that the Torah says has a din. The Torah says that a get is a zach that makes gerushin. When you use the get, when you give it to your wife, L'Shem Gerushin, she becomes divorced. And there's nothing you could do to change that. Avada, you could decide whether yes to give it to your wife or not to give it to your wife. Nobody's going to force you to be megaresh your wife. If a person doesn't give the get to his wife, then she won't be megareshes. But he can't change the din of the get that it won't make a gerushin even if he decides to give it to his wife. So that's Shitas Tosfos, that a get is impossible to be mevatel, and the mashal that Tosfos uses to be masbrit is that it's like ma'is, it's like money. In the Ramban, he says the same yisoid, you cannot be mevatel get. He uses a different mashal. The Ramban says that you can't be mevatel get, just like you can't be mevatel a sefer Torah. A sefer Torah was nichtav l'shma. If it wouldn't have been nichtav l'shma, it wouldn't be kosher. But you wrote it l'shma, so now it's kosher. You can't later go be mevatel the sefer Torah, that it shouldn't be a kosher a sefer Torah anymore. And just like you can't be mevatel a sefer Torah, so too you can't be mevatel get. What does the Ramban mean to be moisif with this mashal over Tosfos's mashal? Is there very pashut? The Ramban is saying that Bishlama, something like the money or the ring, that wasn't made through any kind of a halachadika process, a teiridika process. That's just the metzias of the world. Who makes the ring? A jeweler makes the ring. A government makes the money. You could be mechadish anisha with a date. The date grows from the ground. These are things that they exist in the world. They occur in the world naturally, or they're made, they're manufactured by people, not in any kind of a process that has to do with the Torah. There's no dinim that go into making the mois, the kesef, the shava kesef. Mamela, there's nothing that you could take off. When you want to do a bittul, obviously, what could you be mevatel in the money? You didn't put anything into the money to make the money. You didn't put anything into the ring to make it. What do I mean? You didn't put anything in to make the money. You didn't put anything into the money to give it the koyach to make kedushin. The Torah says that kesef makes kedushin. You didn't put anything into that kesef to give it the koyach to make kedushin. So for shteitzach, you can't take anything out of it to make it unable to make kedushin. But a get is not quite the same thing. Because a get doesn't just occur naturally in the world and then it's kosher to make erushin. A get has to be made, and it has to be made a special way. It has to be made with the machshava of the Baal, that he's writing this get, l'shem the gerushin of this isha. It has to be written l'shma. If the get's not written l'shma, it won't be kosher. So now, already there is a makom to say, oh, maybe you should be able to be mevatel a get. Even though you can't be mevatel money, you can't be mevatel a shava kesef from being able to make kedushin, but maybe you should be able to be mevatel a get, because after all, a get only became kosher because I thought something. I thought a thought. I thought that this get should be l'shem my wife. That's what made the get kosher in the first place. So maybe there's a makom to say asi dibur mevatel dibur, and that I could take away that machshava that I had, and that way I would make it lay l'shma. The get is kosher because I made it l'shma. Maybe the same way I made it l'shma, I can make it shalay l'shma. Asi dibur mevatel dibur. That's the havamin you could have had. That's how you might have been mechalik from Tosfos's mashal, that is similar to Mois. Zok the Ramban, no, but it still doesn't work. I'll prove to you that even Bechihai Gavna, even Zachin that needed your machshava, needed some kind of a halachadik of input on your part in order to give it its kayach, even so there's a din of Elias Adibur, that you can't be mevatel later on. Your Dibur cannot come later and be mevatel your prior Dibur. What's the raya? A Sefer Torah. That's what the Ramban is being moisif with his mashal of the Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah is also like this. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't grow in the ground, and it isn't manufactured by some company that has no thought about the halachadika aspects of a Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah is only kosher if it's nichtav l'shma. At least the Azkaris Shabbai, the Chalapachas have to be nichtav l'shma. There is some sort of a din of l'shma in the Sefer Torah. And if the Sefer Torah was not made l'shma, it wouldn't be kosher. So here you did put in something, you made a contribution to the making of this Sefer Torah that made it kosher. So like we said before, you could very well have a havamina that maybe asa dibur mevatel dibur and you could take it away, but fundezvegen, the halacha is that you can't. The Ramban says, avada, everybody knows that you can't be mevatel a Sefer Torah. Even if the Sefer who wrote the Sefer Torah with the machshav l'shma, we'll come to shul one day and say, I hereby declare that Sefer Torah shalei l'shma. Meaning, I'm changing my mind and I'm revoking my kavanah l'shma that I had when I wrote the Sefer Torah. Avad, it's a narishkeit. There's no such thing. You can't be mevatel l'shma of a Sefer Torah. So like the Ramban, that's my makar, that's my mashal that demonstrates this idea that you can't be mevatel a get. And the pshat is, because even though it's true that you needed some input on your part to make it kosher, but that input, Vaitu, is a metzias dekazach. It's what was it written for? If a get was not written l'shem Hashem, l'shem a Sefer Torah, it wouldn't be kosher. If it is written l'shma, then it is kosher. Well, what was it written for? It was written l'shma. So you can't revoke that anymore. And the same thing with a get. It's true, the get needed your kavanah l'shma in order to become kosher. But it had your kavanah. What are you going to say now? Now you're going to say that no, it was written l'shem something else, but it wasn't. What it was written for has to be determined at the time that you were writing it. At the time that you were writing it, you had in mind that I'm writing l'shem the gerushin of this isha. So what could you say later on that's going to change it? You may wish now that you hadn't written L'shem the Gerushin of that Isha. Oh, but L'maisa, you did write L'shem the Gerushin of that Isha. So it's L'shma. It has a mitzius of being L'shma. It's not like Kavana to make a Maisa Kedushin or a Maisa Gerushin, which is making a Chalois. The L'shma of the get, the Ramban is telling us, is not a Chalois. It's a mitzius. What was going through your mind when you wrote the get? If it was written L'shma, then it's a kosher get. And now to try to make it unkosher, that's not going to work. That it goes back to being similar to Mois, similar to the Sefer Torah. Therefore, it's not possible to be mevatel a get. So again, Tosfos and the Ramban both accept the maskana. They accept the tzad and the chakira that lemais you cannot be mevatel a get. They both explain it. They both explain it with a mashal. Tosfos says that just like you can't be mevatel kesef from having a din of making kedushin, so too you can't be mevatel a get. The Ramban is meisif a knech, just like you can't be mevatel a sefer Torah from being kasher like grace by, so too you can't be mevatel a get. But now we take a look in the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Vav of Hilchos Gerushin and Halacha Chaf Aleph, and the Rambam argues the halacha on this maskana of Tosfos and the Ramban, and the Rambam holds that you could be mevatel a get. The Rambam learns like the other way of reading our Gemara, that when the Gemara says it just means to say that we don't think he meant to be mevatelet miteres get. If he would be mevatelet miteres get, it would be batel. So the shaila is, how is the Rambam understanding what are you being mevatel in a get? Chayre, like Taisa said, you can't be mevatel money from having a din of making kedushin, so why could you be mevatel a get from having a din of making gerushin? And like the Ramban said, you can't be mevatel a sefer Torah from having a din of being kasher likreis bai, so why could you be mevatel a get from being kasher likreis bai? So the first kasha l'chayra is easy to solve. To explain why it's worse than ma'ois, that really we already explained when we were explaining why the Ramban had to be ma'ois of something. It's very easy to say that a get is different than ma'ois, because ma'ois, you didn't put anything into making it kosher, so you don't have anything to take out. You can't be mevatelet. But again, there's a kavanah l'shma. You have to put in the kavanah l'shma to make it kosher, so now you can take out your kavanah l'shma and say, I'm mevatel that. But the problem is, with the Ramban Tain is very stark against that. He said, how is it any different than a Sefer Torah? And we explained what he meant was that the kavanah l'shma is really just a metzias. The get has to be nichtav l'shma, and it was nichtav l'shma. So what are you going to do to be mevatelet? You're going to say, I didn't write it l'shma, but that's not true. You really did write it l'shma. Just now you don't want it to be l'shma, but you can't change the fact that it was written l'shma. So Rav Chanan Wasserman explains. Rav Chanan Wasserman is in the Kevitz Ha'arais, Simen Ayin Vav, Ois Yud Gimel. Rav Chanan Wasserman explained that the Rambam and the Ramban are arguing in a Yesidistik and Nekuda in the din of l'shma and Neget. When the Torah says that a get has to be l'shma, does that mean that the get has to be written l'shma? Is it dafka by the ksiva? Or is it, does it mean that a get has to be l'shma kaseder all the time? Meaning that the intention of the Baal with this get is to use it for the gerushin of the Isha. The Ramban holds that it's all a din in the ksiva. A get, one of the ingredients of making a kosher get is that it has to be nichtav l'shma. If it was nichtav l'shma, so that ingredient is already in. It's not shaykh to take it out. It's already too late to take it out. The Rambam holds that l'shma is not really a din in the ksivas haget. Avada, that's when it starts. But l'shma is really a din in what the get is oimed for. In order for a get to be kosher, it has to be a document which is meant to be used l'shem the gerushin. So that starts at the time that it's written, because that's when the document comes about. If the Sefer doesn't write it l'shma, so this get is not made to be used for the Gerushin of the Isha, so it would be possible right away. But let's say a Sefer did write it l'shma, or the Baal, he did write it l'shma, all that does is get you to first base. So now, on day one, this get is made to be used for the Gerushin of an Isha. But the din of l'shma really requires that it stay with that, with that kavana, that with that purpose, that it's oimid lakach, all the time, from the ksiva to the nesina. You have to megarish your wife with a get which is oimid for her gerushin. That's the din of l'shma. So let's say you write the get early in the morning, and then you give it to your wife 5 hours later. So for all of those 5 hours, the get has a din that it's supposed to be only made for the gerushin of this wife. So that when you give it to her in the middle of the day, you're giving her a document which is oimid lekach, which is oimid for her gerushin. It's intended for that. That's what it means that it's l'shma. It starts with the ksiva, but it continues after that. And Melev, that's the din of l'shma, then it's very easy to understand how bittul is going to work. You give him a vatel get. You don't have to go back in time and say, no, I didn't write it l'shma. I wrote it l'shma. I wrote it at 9 o'clock in the morning, and at that time I intended that this get should be used to be megarish my wife. But now it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and now I don't intend to use this get to be megarish my wife. So the get's not oimid for that anymore. Now the get is not oimid. It's not holding by being used. It's not about to be used. That's not what the get is for anymore. So the get is not l'shma. Now it's pasul l'garish by. Now, even if at 11 o'clock you decide, oh, I want to be garish with this, but it's, you already mevatel it. It wasn't, I made lekach the whole time, so it's a chsarin and l'shma. So again, to review this last shtickel in a nutshell, three rishonim that we spoke at, Tosis and the Ramban are on one side, and the Rambam's on the other side. Tosis and the Ramban both say that l'maisa, you cannot be megarish, you cannot be mevatel a get. There's no such thing as bittel a get. Tosis says, because just like you can't be mevatel money, you can't be mevatel a get. And the Ramban is moisiv, just like you can't be mevatel a sefer Torah, you can't be mevatel a get. The Rambam holds that you could be mevatel a get. It's not like money, which is easy to explain, and it's also not like a sefer Torah. And Rabbi Chanan is masbir that the Ramban and the Rambam are arguing about whether the din of l'shma in a get is a din dafkin the ksiva that a get should be nichtav l'shma, or whether it's a din in what the get is oimed for, that in order for a get to be kosher l'garish, but it has to be oimed kol hazman, that is going to be used for the gerushin of that isha.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.